I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The Jordan Schnitzer Museum of Art on the UO campus in Eugene presents Placing Pierre Dara, an exhibition of work by the Catalan-American artist as curated by students from the university. In conjunction with that, music and dance instructor Laura Waite and her students will present an event on Saturday afternoon, June 7th, called A Spirited Bourée, joined by Natalie Fortin on piano and David Rogers on guitar. It includes songs in Catalan and Spanish that highlight prominent themes in Pierre Dara's work. We're joined in the KLCC studios by Laura Waite, David Rogers, and students Kelsey Gregory, Julianne Graper, and Maddie McBride. Thanks for coming in, everybody.
Thank you, Aaron.
Well, Laura, can you give us an overview of the vision for A Spirited Bourée?
Yes, the vision for this was for my students to get a little bit more context for learning repertoire, and I wanted them to have a reason to sing their songs. And so we thought we would look at this artwork and pick works that spoke to us about them.
And the works that you picked, what kind of a range of music did you have people look for in the music in terms of where they came from? And
I asked the students to look for composers who lived in Spain at the same time as Pierre Dara or during his life, because that was a very turbulent time in Spain. Dara, like many people in the arts, went to Paris to study. And while he was away, civil war began in Spain. And he, like many artists, joined the resistance, which did not win. And General Franco won and then took away this painter's passport, so he could never come back to Spain. So he was a reluctant expatriate. It forced him to look longingly backwards towards Spain rather than live there.
So there are many songs about home and being away from it, I presume, as a result.
That is true. You know, I find that in all cultures there are a lot of songs that do that, because we all grow up and stop being kids. And once we stop being kids, we look back at that time and we're nostalgic and wanting the good old days when it was easy.
Well, introduce the first of the songs that you brought with us in that regard.
Okay. I have Maddie McBride. She's a sophomore soprano in my studio, and she'll be singing Canción by Manuel de Falla from his set of Siete Canciones Populares. It's got to be one of the most famous sets of Spanish songs that are done.
Por traidores tus ojos, voy en tiranos. Por traidores tus ojos, voy enterralos. No sabes lo que cuesta del aire, niña, míralos. Madre a la orilla, niña, míralos. Madre. Dicen que no me quieres, querida. Dicen que no me quieres, y mis querida. Vayas y lo ganado del aire, por lo perdido, madre a la orilla, por lo perdido, madre.
Maddie McBride on the vocals, David Rogers on the guitar. They'll be part of A Spirited Bourée at the Jordan Schnitzer Museum of Art on the UO campus this Saturday at 2 p.m. in conjunction with the art exhibit Placing Pierre Dara. I believe there will be art projected behind each song. Is that is correct, Maddie?
Yes, that is correct.
So tell me about the art that will be projected behind that song and why it all merges with the music.
Well, the true meaning, in my eyes, of the song is a young girl who's sort of being taunted by some of the men at a shipyard, and she's, you know, going around doing her work, and at one point one of the boys says something to her and she turns around and sort of starts giving him sass about why he should not be flirting with her like that. So she's, yes.
And so the art that's projected, that's in relationship to that?
Yes, it is a shipyard, and there's like a bunch of men working in the water, and there's a woman who's carrying, I don't know, a bundle of things. So it's just people's everyday at work, and yeah.
Maddie McBride along with David Rogers. Julianne Graper, Kelsey Gregory, and Laura Waite in the KLCC studios. Laura, why don't you introduce us to the next song as we go through here?
Okay, great. We've had a really great time working on a set of tonadillas written by the Spanish composer Enrique Granados. Tonadillas are little songs, and he wrote them in response to the paintings by Goya of characters and people wandering around in Madrid. And so I have Julianne Graper here singing a song about the sad Maja, the sad woman. And after that, Kelsey Gregory will sing a song called Callejeo. In that song, she is swearing she will run all over Spain to catch this boy if he doesn't get found soon. Julianne Graper on the vocals on a song by Enrique Granados from his collection of Tonadillas, Little Songs, inspired by the paintings of Francisco Goya, part of a spirited bourrée at the Jordan Schnitzer Museum of Art this Saturday at 2. Julianne, what's the art that will be projected along with that song, and what does that song bring forth for you?
Well, the song is about a woman whose lover has died, and she's describing how being without him is like being dead herself, or she wishes that she were dead. We don't have any paintings by Goya, so we unfortunately can't find, you know, what it was written for. The painting I selected, though, I was looking for a less literal representation, but something really dark. So it's a painting that's blue on blue, and you can kind of see some figures. Again, maybe a ship. It's not really clear, but I was looking for, you know, really dark colors to kind of express the sadness of the piece.
Do you find that painting in mind when you're singing it? I mean, do you see the painting after all these associations?
I haven't yet.
Yeah.
But I think having it projected, I think, will probably help with the mood.
There's a certain amount of sadness in Enrique Granados' story. I mean, he drowned when he was trying to save his wife, as I recall. But I don't know how that all fits into anything or why I brought it up, really.
It's true, though.
Full people in the arts, right?
Well, Laura, I think we have another song from the same composer with Kelsey singing, yes? What would you like to say about this song, Laura, and introducing Kelsey?
Imagine now that same sad woman in a more uplifted moment with much more energy, determined to do what she can to find the source of her sadness.
che caie o vero no io ne vio saia si calma al chiedere confido nell'alma no vi andrea mas che mi etera mas che ma che io mi ingagno mas no li ha de valer pues sempre fui mujer de mania y se es menester correré sin parar tras el entero España dos horas a que calle yo pero no veo nerviosa ya sin calma al que diré con que uma que eu me engano mas não lhe de valer pois sempre fui mulher de mania e se és menester correré sem parar atrás el entero España
Kelsey Gregory on the lead vocals on another song of Enrique Granados that will be part of a spirited bourré at the Jordan Schnitzer Museum this Saturday at 2. Well, tell me, Kelsey, about what that song means for you and again, what the art is that you chose to go with that.
So I'm kind of still deciding on which painting I picked, but the one that I'm kind of gravitating towards is just a picture of an alley, and the song directly is called Street Rambling. The Callejeo is basically about a woman who she can't actually trust this guy who she's basically given herself to a point where she's basically saying, well, he forgot how resourceful of a woman I am, and I will travel everywhere to find him. And so I think the colors expressed in this painting of the street alley are a really good representation of the colors within the piece.
And a century may have passed since some of this art and music was first created, but the relationship issues behind them really haven't changed that much, have they?
No.
Human nature is pretty much about the same way as it used to be. Well, Laura, I'm curious about the title, Where a Spirited Bourré Came From. I'm familiar with the word in French as a kind of dance. Does that...
It is.
And how does that apply in this case?
The word for that dance, bourré, is used in Spain, the French word. So we found a quote that Pierre Dora talked about artwork that made him feel like it was a spirited dance. We borrowed that for the title.
That makes sense in bringing it all together. And as well as being the instructor and the gatherer of all this, you'll be singing as well. So why don't you give us a piece and tell us what the composer is and why you're choosing this.
Okay. I'm singing two sets, teacher's
Great.
Prerogative, on the program, but today I'm only giving you one. I wanted to share about this Monpeau. Federico Monpeau is a composer who I'll be doing with Natalie Fortin at the piano on the concert, and it was the reason that I thought about connecting music to Dora's paintings. Because his paintings are the sort of exact same moment dealing with loss. I'm sorry, his music. Dealing with loss, and the poetry is very expressive and moody, as paintings can feel. So I was happy to find in Dora's collection these surrealist-inspired paintings that were done in, as a response to the death of his good friend Anton André Breton, excuse me, who invented surrealism. So when Breton passed, Dora's response was to make these paintings that were sort of contrary to his style, which they're beautiful, and I'm excited to sing those with those paintings. But today, David Rogers and I will be singing some songs by a female composer from Spain, Matilda Salvador, using text from the Sephardic people of Spain, who, like Dora, were kicked out of Spain back in 1492. The repercussions of that move by the Spanish people are still being felt in Spain when they kicked out the Jewish people. So I like the fact that this modern composer is calling on that history and representing those people now. These two songs are, one is about a boy who is going to war and wants to send a kiss to his mother and to his sweetheart on the wind to them. And the other one is a girl who wakes up in the morning before dawn on a Monday, picks up her bowl, and goes down to the sea to bathe, and then falls asleep in the sun.
Laura Waite, instructor at the UO School of Music and Dance with David Rogers on guitar, and students Kelsey Gregory, Julianne Graper, and Maddie McBride. They'll be part of a spirited bourrée at the Jordan Schnitzer Museum of Art on the UO campus in Eugene, Saturday, June 7th, beginning at 2. An exhibition tour will follow a spirited bourrée. For information on the program and exhibits, jsma.uoregon.edu. We really appreciate you being able to come in here and join us today in the studios at KLCC.
Thank you, Eric. It's our pleasure.
Fresh Air is next on KLCC with Terry Gross. Then Angela Kellner has All Things Considered at 4, the TED Radio Hour at 6:30, Solo Jazz at 7:30, and Night Jazz with Naaman Dishman at 10. Thanks for listening to KLCC.